Less than 10 hours after leaving Washington, the turquoise executive Numa jet descended from the skies over Alaska and touched down at Nome Airport. Austin and Zavala exchanged their jet for a two-engine propeller plane operated by Bering Air and took off within an hour, heading toward Providenia on the Russian side of the Bering Strait. Petrov was waiting for them at the Providenia airport. Austin quickly introduced Zavala and began to brief the Russian on their mission. "It's a long story," Austin said with a wariness that wasn't all due to the hours on a plane. "It begins and it ends with a brilliant Hungarian scientist named Kovacs." He laid the story out chronologically, going back to Kovacs's escape from Prussia, bringing it to the recent past with the giant waves and whirlpool and his talk with Barrett. Petrov listened in silence and then spoke. "This is a fantastic story. Do you truly believe that these people have the capacity to create this polar reversal?" "You know everything we know. What do you think?" Petrov pondered the question for a moment. "Did you ever hear of the Russian Woodpecker Project? It was an effort to control weather for military purposes, using electromagnetic radiation. Your country followed the same line of research for similar purposes." "How successful were these projects?" "Over a period of time, there was a series of unusual weather events in both countries. They ranged from high winds and torrential rains to drought, even earthquakes. I'm told the research ended with the Cold War." "Interesting. That would fit in with what we know." A slight smile cracked the ends of Zavala's lips. "Are we sure it ended?"
"What do you mean?"
"Have you looked out the window lately?" Petrov glanced around the windowless room before he realized that Zavala was speaking metaphorically. He chuckled and said,
"I have a tendency to take statements literally. It's a Russian thing. I'm well aware that the world has experienced a number of weather extremes."
Austin nodded. "Joe makes a good point. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but the empirical evidence seems to be pretty strong. Tsunamis, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, quakes, they all seem to be on the rise. Maybe this is a hangover from the early experiments."
"But from what you say, these electromagnetic efforts are causing disturbances in the ocean. What has changed?"
"I don't think it's that difficult to understand. Whoever is behind this has seen a reason to focus on a specific end with a specific goal in mind."
"But you don't know what that goal is."
"You're the former KGB guy. I'm just a simple marine engineer." Petrov's hand went to the scar.
"You're far from simple, my friend, but you're right about my conspiratorial twist of mind. While we talked, I remembered something one of your government officials, Zygmunt Brzezinski, said many years ago. He predicted that an elite class would arise, using modern technology to influence public behavior and keep society under close surveillance and control. They would use social crises and the mass media to achieve their ends through secret warfare, including weather modification. These people you talked about, Margrave and Gant, do they fit this role?"
"I don't know. It seems unlikely. Margrave is a rich neo-anarchist, and Gant runs a foundation that does battle with the multinationals."
"Maybe you are a simple engineer. If you were part of an elite class that had conceived a plot against the world, would you advertise it?"
"I see your point. Now I would lead people to believe that I oppose the elite." Petrov clapped his hands.
"You don't know how pleased I am to learn that the latest plot against the world is being hatched by Americans rather than a mad Russian nationalist with czarist pretensions.
I'm glad to know that this is making you warm and bubbly, but we should get down to business."
"I'm completely at your service. You obviously have a plan or you wouldn't be here.
Since we're not sure of who and don't know why, we're stuck with what? Polar reversal. We have to stop it."
"I agree. Tell me more about this so-called antidote you mentioned."
"Joe's the technical guy on our team. He can explain it better than I can."